TEPCO tells CNN that it found traces of plutonium in five different locations at the Fukushima nuclear facility. Three different types of plutonium. In the meantime, there were other developments today. Large quantities of water, highly radioactive water, some of it found in the turbine room of reactor number 2, and also then found in tunnels for electric cables outside of reactor number 2. What they would like to do is put that water somewhere else, pump it out of the areas they found it, but they have no more space in any containers in which to place it.
Opposition fighters expect a big and bloody battle. They have now managed to gain back more ground than they have ever controlled since this uprising began. And they will say that that is because of the international support, because of those airstrikes that literally bombed Gaddafi's military back from Benghazi all the way westward, clearing the route for them to be able to push forward. Since the fighting began this morning, they say that Gaddafi's troops have been firing tank and artillery rounds at them, and they have been firing back with artillery as well to clear the route as they continue to push westward.
This gentleman, Troy Davis, claims he didn't do it, but they have the wrong man, and if they execute him, an innocent man would be put to death. So this case has a real importance about death row appeals and just when a death row inmate can make these kinds of claims. His supporters, which include the Pope, former President Jimmy Carter, entertainer Harry Belafonte, he's got a number of high-profile supporters backing him, saying if this execution goes ahead, an innocent man would be put to death. He's claimed that he is the wrong person, that they got the wrong man, and he should not be put to death for this crime. And his appeals have been going on for years and years. The Supreme Court just a few years ago had allowed his execution to go ahead and then stopped it at the last minute. So his case has been up and down for years. But this case could have huge implications for other death row inmates who claim that they, too, are innocent of these crimes.
And more than 2 weeks after the earthquake and tsunami hit Japan, we're still getting frightening new images. These pictures, very similar to other images that you have seen, slamming into coastal fishing village towns, taking away everything in its path.